Hi, and welcome to our latest episode of Remarks and Reflections, a podcast offering insights into topics that are important to the Hillbrook community and the broader worlds of education and parenting. I'm your host, Head of School Mark Silver, and I invite you to join us for what we hope are lively conversations about a whole range of ideas and issues that connect with our vision to inspire children to achieve their dreams and reach beyond themselves to make a difference in the world. Today, I'm joined by the director of the Scott Center for Social Entrepreneurship, Annie Makala.
Hi, Mark. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks for joining me. Annie has been the leader of, among many things, one of the things she's currently leading is a Reach Beyond Block program called WIFTY, Women in Finance and Technology Teaching Youth. I have been fortunate enough to teach this with Annie over the last few weeks and also with secondary school counselor Eden Mazel. So let's start by explaining a little bit more about Reach Beyond Block. As I think most of our listeners know, several years ago, we made the decision to redesign the schedule. And one of the key drivers was how we could better meet our vision to reach beyond and make a difference in the world. One outcome was the creation of Reach Beyond Block, a period that is in every child's schedule from JK through 8th. Over the last 2 years, I have been able to co-design and lead a number of different Reach Beyond Blocks, we call them RBBs, including one called Lions and Tigers and Bears, Oh My, which focused on the intersection between wildlife and humans, another called Soccer Beyond Borders, also with Annie, which looked at how sports intersected with issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and just this fall, Microcultures and Food, which took inspiration from Anthony Bourdain and had students create short documentaries focused on the connection between culture and food. So that's just a list of the ones that I was involved with. There's been a whole bunch of others as well. But WIFTY is actually somewhat unique. And that WIFTY is the first Reach Beyond Block that has really been co-designed and co-led by students. So Annie, can you share the story behind this particular Reach Beyond Block and how you and the students worked together to lay the foundation for this experience?
Yeah, it's a really fun story. And I think it represents something that is at the heart of Hillbrook School in many different ways. Over the summer, four incoming eighth graders joined me on campus we weren't really sure actually where it was going to head, but it was a topic that they had expressed interest in, and it was a topic that I was digging in deeper to, which is the role of girls in finance and technology. And that had been some work we'd done with the Tech Museum, with the Scott Foundation, and looking at some research and data around the connection of how we make sure that there is gender equity in these spaces. So they came on campus. We had just launched the new Equity and Impact Lab over in the middle school. And we pulled over several big whiteboards and just started talking about what in this topic of girls in finance and tech mattered to these four students. And out of it came the idea that maybe there was an opportunity to run some work and for them to lead some work around girls in finance and tech through our Reach Beyond Block. So we talked about the different ways that that might happen. And quickly they decided, they actually took over and I left the room for about an hour. I had a different meeting. And when I came back, they had mapped out week by week the different topics that they wanted to dig into under this umbrella, which is something that we are really paying close attention to at the Scott Center, which is the pillar of finance. We have these six pillars, and one of the pillars is finance. And so the girls looked at the eight types of capital and really wanted to understand like what is capital? How can we make sense of it? And so that was a piece of this Reach Beyond Block, but even more so, they realized pretty quickly that they all had these deep connections, to women that had built careers in finance and tech and law, and that it would be really interesting to hear their stories and to invite them to come to campus. And so we started mapping out, you know, we must have had 20 different names. And I think one of the best parts about this Reach Beyond Block was that it wasn't necessarily typical people that you would think of. Sometimes it was. And we've been really lucky to invite parents and some members of our community that have incredible stories around their path in this field. But one of the people that was invited was a neighbor of our student. One was a best friend's mom. Neither of these women have direct connections to Hillbrook, but they took time off their day and joined us on campus. And it was fun to see the different ways that women are leading in this space.
Yeah, it was interesting. So we ended up having five different women come and speak. And it struck me, that each of those women, they came and they reproduced podcasts. And right, it struck me that each of those women was really compelled to come. And so two of them had direct connections to the class. They happened to have somebody they knew in the class, or a child in the class. The others though either weren't from Hillbrook or had different grades, right? And yet they felt compelled to come. And so what we had a We had a senior director of product management at Walmart.com come. The two non-Hillbrook people, what one was a VP of hardware at Apple. We had somebody who was involved in talent acquisition at Netflix and now was working at as a strategic search consultant at a newer place called Confluent. Just yesterday, we had two really interesting people. We had somebody who was currently legal counsel at Apple, but was a former member of the the Obama White House, and also from the Department of Justice, and then a senior manager of client services at Visa. To help people, like, maybe can you describe a little bit, like, what did it look like then, like, when they showed up to engage with our class?
Yeah, Mark, this will not surprise you or many people that know me. It wasn't a polished version. You know, I think people came into the class and we have about an hour and 45 minutes each block. And we had up on the whiteboard, like, different roles students could be playing. They moved throughout these roles really fluidly. We always had a photographer, we had fact checkers, so we had people taking notes and quotes about what the speakers were saying. And then we always had an introducer and a couple students that were the interviewers. And so as people, as our speakers came to campus, they were greeted at the front office and then brought down to a classroom in the middle school. We really dove right in. There wasn't a lot of prep.
For people picturing this, like, they walked in and it had become a quote unquote podcast studio. So yep. We had the podcast equipment set up. We had the microphones, and it struck me every time that one of the people came in, they all gave us a little bit of a look because, you know, we were like, oh no, yeah, just go sit over there in the hot seat. And then, and the students will interview you. And unlike a typical presentation, which I think many of them were just expecting to kind of come and, like, stand in front of the class and answer some questions and share some stories. It was like a formal interview,
yep,
which resulted in a podcast. And I thought, while I agree with you, and you're right, like, you are the one of the best at allowing things to happen naturally. It was also quite well organized, and very thoughtfully done. And yeah. And so for the students, they felt like a real sense of professionalism around what they were creating, I think.
That's right. And, you know, I've had the opportunity, thanks to Bill Selig, who's gotten me inspired about podcasting, to visit some podcast studios over the last year. And I actually think what we are doing feels very similar to really professional podcast studios, in which there's a lot of buzz and there's a lot of excitement and people are having to play multiple different roles at any given time. And so that was a really cool representation of, I think, what we would feel if we were doing this.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the podcast in and of itself, I think, became a power. That one kind of surprised me a little, but I hadn't thought a lot about it going into it. But even more so than other types of ways that we've had students share work, it was a real powerful learning lesson for them. And I'll be excited that they haven't actually had a chance to hear the podcast back, and I'm excited to give them that chance to hear them back. And they actually participated, and in a moment we'll be sharing some of their voices, but also participated in the creation of this podcast too, like as members of it. And so it's kind of a great opportunity for them to have a real audience and be able to engage in a real conversation and not just something that's happening in an isolated classroom.
That's right. And not an individual project, which has also been really interesting. Almost every student, I think, has played every single role that we have provided. And so it's incredible to watch them. They move fluidly between, like, hopping in and doing an introduction, then, being the photographer, then being the fact checker. So it's a really fast paced Reach Beyond block. I'm always shocked by it's 2:45 and we're like, we have so much more to do. And that's a really good feeling. And I think they have that as well.
So we had this mix of women, and again, I knew a couple of them. Some of them I didn't know at all. I mean, I think you knew a couple of them, but didn't know many of them.
That's right.
So it really was, the students really were the ones who were making most of these connections. What were some of the takeaways you had from the speakers? Like, did they say some things that really resonated with you?
Yeah, so many great things. I always love when we're able to share the story that isn't a kind of a clean path to any one career. And so yesterday, Pippa talked a lot about kind of this windy path. She'd spent time in government and she'd spent time, with a different kind of company. And she was in DC, which is a very different environment than Silicon Valley. And in both spaces, I think she shared that there were really meaningful parts of her work and that she's pulling pieces from this entire path where she is now. So these experiences have long-term impact both on her, but also on how She's thinking about her role now, which she shared, you know, something really interesting, which is that she wanted in this next phase of her career to be with a company that was making large impact. And so that was a tech company. And that was an interesting, I saw a couple of students like pop their heads up when she said that.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? The movement from having worked in government and in the White House and to a tech company and how different those two things were. And again, in a way that I probably hadn't thought a lot about and how both, I think, had a really, where she was able to make an impact. But yeah, I was struck by that comment too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there was almost a sense that Apple, I think she described Apple, right, as almost its own nation.
Yeah. Yeah. That was exactly what she said. And you know, that's one of those things, like as you're driving to work, I was like, oh yeah, that is exactly right. And yet, you know, it's rare to get that kind of insight from someone who's seen it from so many different perspectives.
Yeah, it struck me. It also struck me when I was listening that, you know, each woman, I think, shared some variation on the situation has improved for women in the workplace. And at the same time, each of them noted that even today, they are often the only woman, or at least sometimes the only woman, and in some cases, the only woman and the only person of color in the space that they're in. And they particularly noted that in tech, which again, wasn't surprising. I mean, we hear about that. I mean, you know, anybody reading the newspaper or paying attention, like, hears those things. And yet, it was interesting to hear each of these women who are, you know, all successful executives share that. And then the flip side of it was all of them were, I think, incredibly optimistic for these young women and men. There were both men and women in the class, girls and boys in the class, that they would have opportunities and that things were getting better.
Yeah, that's right. It did feel like there was deep optimism in everyone's story. And I think there was also this representation that there's so many different ways to be a leader and there's so many different ways to find your path. And so, you know, I think when we created the idea of WIFD, there was this idea, maybe we'll bring one speaker, maybe we'll bring two. But really having the diversity of these stories, I think, has been a really powerful part of this Reach Beyond block and has created opportunities for different students at different moments to see themselves in these women and to see a path in which, you know, there's you'll hear it later.
Let's take a moment. We had an opportunity yesterday during the class as well to talk to some of the students. And so here, let's get it, hear some of their perspectives. So Angie, you want to maybe talk a little bit about some of the early organization as well to this one?
So it was a group of, I believe, five of us. And so over the summer, we, with the help of Ms. Mack, we were wondering, is it going to be a club, elective, RBB? And so it was a great experience to learn more and help, like, educate everyone else around our class and for them to be aware about this crisis and how it is with, like, fairness and equality. And so I'm very happy with the way we got everything put together and with the podcast. I think it was a great opportunity for everyone to hear. And it is quite like a rare chance that, at least for me, that I can hear different women's voices and opinions about how it is for them being leaders and being in the world and business of finance and tech.
And what was your big takeaway from some of these, hearing different people?
Hearing the different perspectives from all the women, I got a chance to hear and see maybe how I can get involved and what positions they were in and how maybe I can one day be who they are, maybe.
I think you guys are all on the right path. Anybody else want to come and talk? So Addie, tell us, what was your favorite part of the session and what were some of the takeaways you had from this experience?
I think it's really cool that we've got to hear from women who are in tech and finance, because I think at least that's helped me see that it is, yes, it's, I can be in tech and finance when I grow up. And because before, when I've seen like CEOs of companies and stuff, and they're all just like, they're all white men, and I'm just like, help, what am I doing here? I don't know if I can be here or not. But after hearing all these women talk, I think that it really is possible. And I really liked what Deanna's mom said about how a lot of women are scared of failure. And I've definitely felt that way. I'm scared. I don't want to try because I think I'm going to fail. I think I'm going to be humiliated. But I think that you really just have to go for it. And that really inspired me.
Oh, that's great. How about you, Livy?
I think that my favorite part of the whole experience is probably designing it. It was really amazing to come in and work with all these awesome other girls and Ms. Mack to help design such an amazing thing and watch it come to life, as well as interviewing, as Addie said, interviewing all these amazing women who really are just here to just help us pursue our dreams in a sense and give us the tools and advice that we need to get there. And I thought that was absolutely incredible to get to meet them and know a lot about them.
Yeah, I mean, the person you brought in was not connected to the school, which was great. Did it surprise you that you were able to convince her to come and talk? And what did you take away from that experience?
So I've known her for a really long time, and I've known that where she works, and it was great to, but I didn't know a lot about her job in general, and I thought that it was amazing to have her come in and share her experience both in schools such as MIT and stuff like that, and then also her job now and how she balances her family life and her sport life with everything else that she's doing.
Great, thanks. So Stefana, tell us what inspired you, or what did you take away from this experience?
Okay, so I think just the interviews in general were without a doubt the thing that I will take away from this the most. Addie touched on this a little bit, but what Deanna's mom was saying about fear of failure, that's something that I personally can kind of relate to. Like, I'm always that person who kind of thinks I know the answer but is worried it's wrong and doesn't raise my hand. So I think it was really inspiring to be able to listen to these like successful women and know that it's possible.
Oh, it's so powerful to hear the student perspectives. You know, I was particularly struck by Addie's comment about how she had only known of or seen white male CEOs, and that through this experience, all of a sudden, she can see herself in that role, which is so, you know, we hear that all the time. We talk about providing students windows and mirrors, you know, windows, things looking into experiences that are different from their own, and then mirrors, like something that reflects back something that looks like them. That's really compelling. I was so happy to hear her say that. And, you know, with that sense that she really now sees herself as potentially being a CEO someday.
That's right. And, you know, another piece that has been so fun to watch is, we had two boys sign up for this Reach Beyond block. And, you know, we were really explicit that this is not a Reach Beyond block for any single gender. And so it was great to see that there were two boys, and it was a fifth and eighth grader, and they really bonded and teamed up, and they did some interviews together.
They were active participants. They helped with the interviewing, and they
were really, yeah, and they were really engaged and curious to find out if there were men in our community in these fields that were playing a role in leadership and gender equity. And they found several and have reached out to them and, you know, are doing some interviews via email. And it's been both a fun and super interesting perspective to see that we all have a role in disrupting inequality.
You know, that's probably yet another component that we could add to this. And of course, one of the great things about Reach Beyond blocks is that they end at some level, but we often either repeat them or they reemerge in different ways. And there's been so much serendipity that happens with these experiences. And so I'm excited to see where these students take this. And I'm excited to see where you take this in the work that you're doing with the Scott Center. So thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Remarks and Reflections, a podcast of Hillbrook School. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast. You can also find the Remarks and Reflections blog post at hillbrook.us, another space where we are looking to connect with and engage members of our community in conversations important to our school, education, and parenting. And as always, you can find our school on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, our website at hillbrook.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great week and be your best.